Let's welcome our audio listeners.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Overly Opinionated Podcast. I am Lima.
Marta.
Reign the Dream. Reign LaFleur. Silk Shirt Poppy. Young Barry. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Crispy K.
Crispy K. Treacherous Times. That'll never happen again. That was an awful decision. And I had that name for what, 48 hours?
Not 48 hours. Yeah. Crispy K.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call you that?
I don't know. Well, I think that name is occupied by a rapper now.
Really?
I think so, or somebody. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Neither do I. That's why I changed it.
All right, so what are we into today?
Oh,
a nigga did like 4 years of taxes and shit. So that was fun.
Can they, don't you get fined for that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in this time, in this economy, they probably waving whatever just to have stuff on file, which, yeah, I need to finish mine from this past year. And I think I'm literally like a step away, which is that part.
They're so easy. I just did my sister's taxes yesterday.
Yeah. My only issue was just keeping account of like my expenses because I'll be claiming my business stuff sometimes. Not sometimes. I claim my business. I just have to be gathering all my numbers so they can slice and dice them. But
you just plug that shit in because I never did mine myself and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Just
with TurboTax, the next year when I do my taxes, because I'm opening up a business this year, I'm not doing it. I'm going to take it somewhere else to get it done because I have no idea.
Yeah. I keep telling myself I'm going to start doing it. Then I just end up doing it on my own. I'm just like, never mind. I think last year I had somebody do it, but I don't think they did it all the way valid, but whatever.
Yeah.
No. I feel like the well, what can I say? I just did like 4 years of taxes today. I was about to say I feel like this is not safe, but what the fuck do I know?
Right,
right. We'll figure it out. You should wait that long. Like I feel like you're supposed to at least do your taxes every 2 years.
Or every year, it depends, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's definitely supposed to be every year, but I didn't get around to it.
Yeah, every year, but I think after if you wait. Mm-hmm. Past 2 years, you get a penalty.
Yeah, sometimes a year. Depends. It depends on your status, but we are not financial advisors. We are not tax preparers. Yeah. So we just want to let you, we want to encourage you guys to file your taxes when you
but not if y'all mention that, though, I probably did get fined because that shit was pretty fucking pricey.
Right. Like 400?
Yeah. Damn. Pretty much on the nose.
You're getting fined then. That's fines.
Yeah, so but, don't ask a financial advisor, but I think that anything over two, you're not supposed to do that. But what do I know? Because I'm just on the podcast, and I'm giving people my opinion.
Hey, speaking of that, tax advisors, financial advisors, I would love to have a conversation with you, possibly do business. So if you're listening, you know somebody, please plug them in at the Overly Opinion Podcast, or just me directly with the guys, if the rest of the gang isn't interested. DJ Reem's dope. So yeah, please reach out to us. I would like to discuss some things, business opportunities for self and yourself. But yeah, you know, speaking of, while we on the topic of taxes, stimulus checks start hitting this weekend. Anybody get paid? You know anybody that get paid?
Well, I mean, I obviously didn't because I just did my tax.
You're on the way to jail, obviously, because you don't do your taxes, Wesley Snipes.
Okay, so
you're headed up
north. That's not okay.
I don't make enough to worry about them getting me for tax evasion. I'll be starting as fuck.
I still don't think you're supposed to risk it that much, but I actually have not received any of the stimulus stuff that they're talking about, and I don't know anybody who has.
A few people that were on the timeline, I think I seen somebody get theirs by Cash App. A coworker said, yeah, like as soon as this got approved, Cash App was like, here's your account and routing number. If that's where you want to get your check at, blah, blah, blah. They're like, beast, if you're on the Cash App right now, they'll try to get you to set it up that way. To get it, but no one personally. Yeah, and I think a coworker might have said, like a friend of hers did, but again, nobody I know directly to verify. Which, whatever.
Now, what I heard was they was doing it by income and shit, releasing in waves or whatever, which...
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
In theory, it makes sense, but I don't mean... It's not like I know anybody... Well, not many people making, like, a substantial amount of money, so it's like, y'all probably all should have got it back together. Yeah. But...
But right, now that, because, I mean, anybody under 75,000 is who's going to get the full amount before they start taxing people.
So that's what made it weird. Like, I mean, like,
so you're saying this is when we find out when niggas is lying?
That's what I'm real skeptical. I don't know if we're really going to get it. Like, I'll believe it when I see it. Like,
when I get the notification from my bank that a direct deposit over a dollar in the amount of has been credited. Then I'll come back and, yeah, I'll renege all these statements. Until then, wishful thinking, dog. What you planning to do with your money? What you going to do with your money?
I'm actually going to put it towards my new car.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm buying 2014 cash. So okay. I don't have...
No payment.
No payment.
I heard that. Okay. I heard that. Marte?
So, I haven't even thought that far. I'll say, I got so much... Shit, I gotta get handled. Nothing fun with it, that's for sure.
Yeah. So,
Marte, I can let you know that you're not gonna get yours for another 5 months because they have to figure out where the fuck you are in America.
Right. They don't have to come interview at the crib.
Oh, nah. All that shit went real smooth once. It was hilarious, though, because she spent like 30 minutes doing that shit before she realized I was doing old returns. She's like, wait. Are you filing for 4 different kids? Like, yes. Yes, I am. like, it's on the... In my head, I'm thinking, like, it's on the W-2. What the fuck do you mean?
She's coming to the realization. She thought you had a bunch of jobs, and then she realized, like, nah, this nigga just didn't do them.
Like, what the fuck? How do you survive that way? I don't know. I just don't trust the government that much to believe that they give a fuck enough to put money in people's accounts. I mean, they should, but when the fuck does the government ever do shit that they're supposed to do?
America got to catch up. I honestly feel.
Okay, so I definitely know I'm not totally on base with this, but I think it's some schemey, scammy way where it's like, yo, we're going to give you this bread, so you got money to go out and spend bread, and then we can collect on that bread.
That's just
it's
how I
something
feel,
like that. It's some weird situation like that where it's like, yo, if we give y'all some money, y'all can go spend that money and we get that money even though it's our money.
Like, yeah. I'm going to let you borrow it, but you got to shop at my store. Bro.
And that one I've been hearing up and down to them, whether they're going to just let niggas have it or if they taxing it, that shit's all up. That's
what I read is that they're going to, because what I thought they were going to do was give it to you and then take it back from people tax time next year or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's like an advance on your tax return. So what about the people who don't get taxes and blah, blah, blah? So I started to try to read into that, and what I saw was that they're going to put like a, they're giving everybody this and it's going to be a tax write-off for everybody who gets it. So you'll still get your same return, but it's like they're going to like give this to you and then kind of like take it away.
You got to account for it.
Again. Yeah, when you do your taxes, but it's like something that's already been allotted for you on your tax return. So it's, you're not really going to see the difference. If that
no tax. Yeah, nah. I'm going to be honest. That made no sense to me at all. All right, let me see if I got this straight. Mm-hmm. They're tossing you it and you're paying it back, but not really.
Yeah, not really. You're paying it back, but that's only because they're making it where, like, they're making it to where they were giving you that $1,500 or $1,300, whatever you get, mm-hmm. they're giving that to you on your tax return already. So they're giving it to you now. When you do your taxes next year, that part is already allotted. Like, it's like you already have that space for that money. And then when you file your taxes, they're going to take that money back, but it's not like out of your tax return because you already got the money. It's kind of weird because I'm not a tax advisor. So it's hard for me to explain. But if you go to IRS.gov, you should be able to figure out what it is that I'm talking about, and it's under the CARE Act. So.
See, because I only did mine because they not taking out for student loans and shit. So I was like, oh shit, well yeah, let's get on it, let's get it. Like, But yeah, all that shit's confusing. It's way above my knowledge of money and how it works. Like, but it just don't make no real.
That's above my pay grade at the moment.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to everything, since we were talking about, like, well, me talking about not trusting the government. Now, I don't know if anybody is like a conspiracy theorist. I think we kind of like touched base on certain things already, big conspiracy theories. But how do you feel about the vaccines for COVID-19? Do you guys feel like secretly they're going to try to like get people sick, or they're going to try to like chip people without them knowing?
I'm not fucking with it. It's just, like I said before, I said online briefly, and I said it to y'all when we was like in the chat. It's the mark of the beast, my niggas. That vaccine is a chip to either mess you up even more or to like, yeah, pretty much it's to mess you up even more, but they're going to use that chip as a way for you to maneuver around now. Yes. Like you can't do certain things without that chip. You can't buy and shop certain places, or you can't go certain places unless you prove that you got that chip. And that all just falls under, like, what the niggas, trying to do the one world order shit. That shit, when they just trying to do that one world order shit. I mean, you know what it is, yeah.
But I'm not going to say I'm going to rush in line to get the vaccines, like, because I want whoever, like, the first couple million people to go get it before I go get anything. But I was watching the news yesterday, and they were saying about how they're, like, making tests that way, that you can present to your job to let you know that, hey, you know, I'm immune to this and I could work, you know, and you know what I'm saying? I could work in certain areas and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, that is kind of weird. But if they make this where it's like a universal thing and you don't have a choice, how do you avoid it?
Or not going to the doctor?
But then you won't be able to work. And then that trickles, that's a domino effect. You won't be able to work. You won't be able to, you know, pay for your house. You won't be able to eat. You know, it's you to drive your car.
I'll figure something out, but I ain't doing that.
Personally, I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't get the anti-vaxxer thing. Like,
I don't get the anti-vaxxer thing either, but in this case, I'm not going to rush out and get it because it's new.
But it all falls into the same thing. A lot of these conspiracy theories just don't make practical sense. Not to say that I think the government is trustworthy, but a lot of this shit, it just seemed like a lot of loopholes for motherfuckers that if they really wanted to just be on some like, yo, y'all can't go here, there, and whatever, they'll just do that shit. They don't need to put a chip in you to be like,
And I feel like we're pretty much close to that right now where they're just gonna start doing that.
Yeah.
I'll say like, but then even with that, it's like, is this too big a certain things? Just I'm a believer of like some things. The simplest answer is usually the most the right one. Like it just this would be a whole lot of fucking trouble to go through to create a whole fake virus so they can chip people. And what I don't even get the religious side part of it, because it's not like we choosing God or the devil here, so I really don't get that connection.
The Sunday other than rule, like it goes into like the stuff where they talk about with the Sunday like, rules, that if you don't acknowledge or worship on the Sunday, you'll be in trouble with this, or if you try to worship on other days, like it's really a big old thing.
But
come in and say everybody has to do this right now. So many people aren't even paying attention to the stay-at-home order. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be easy
what I'm saying is this, though. If any of these governments ever wanted to really get on some real gangster shit, like, yo, you're not doing this, that, and the third, they got all the guns, especially when you start talking about other places where they don't got artillery and shit like that in citizens' homes. Like, they got the guns, they got the bombs, they got the missiles. Real shit, if they really want to get on some like, yo, this is what we're doing now, you're not really gonna have no fucking choice. It's just like any other law and shit they want to pass. When they really want to do some shit, that's what they're gonna do, and you're gonna people will bitch about it, but what you gonna do? Like, take fucking cigarettes. We seen cigarettes go all the way up to 21.
Mm-hmm.
You know for damn sure the tobacco companies didn't want that shit to happen, but they're like, nah, that's what we're doing. That's what happened, and now for 18, you gotta have somebody buy your fucking wraps. That just is what it is. So for me, I don't think the whole microchip vaccine thing, I can see that happening at some point, but I don't know if we're at that point. And two, everything I read was like some weird connection to Bill Gates. And as far as I know,
he's been preaching about not... depopulation for a long time. So he is kind of skeptical.
But for me though, like I don't know him to be like a doctor or a scientist of that nature. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'm gonna have to see more connection to me. It just sounds like another scary fear conspiracy theory because people like to pick conspiracy things on shit they don't get. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I think a lot of it.
It sounds really ridiculous for me. Like
a lot of it comes from fear and lack of education or knowledge on whatever the topic is. I do feel that, but I like I said, I don't feel like I trust the government in its entirety. But I don't feel like they are going to blindside people in that manner. Not right now. Like you said, Martin, a lot of it to me.
Now would be the best time to do it if you think about it.
I don't think that they necessarily need to chip people unknowingly because everyone in America has a fucking smartphone. You can track people. I've seen that on the news today too, that they're like talking to Apple and stuff like that to figure out, you know,
all these apps would be tracking us and shit.
To tap into your phones to see if they said that they're gonna give Apple's gonna give people the permission to sign into it, but everyone's going to get an alert on their phone or whatever to either accept or deny it to share that information.
Regardless of what you do, it's going to do it anyway. Yeah. It's just not going
to
tell
they
you.
They can check to see if you're actually practicing social distancing and everything just by looking at your phone. So it's like, they don't need to chip you unknowingly. People already, you're already in the matrix type shit. You're already
word.
You know what I'm saying? So why would you fight, you know, this specific thing thinking you're going to gain something? And to me, that's really all the same. You're already in transition to be whatever the one world order, if that's the thing, you know what I'm saying, that they're trying to do. You're already in transition. If you work, if you, you know what I'm saying, if you have a phone, you drive a car, like I don't even need to have any of my cards on me and I can still purchase stuff when I'm out and about.
And even the one world order thing, it's like folk can't get along for basic shit, let alone to have one ruling government.
When niggas
like,
is desperate and niggas don't know better.
I mean, on some shit, like, niggas can't even decide what movie they want to watch, let alone, like, yo, we're going to all be one harmonious government.
Yeah, we just going to do this.
But in billions and, I don't know. Like, it sounds good. And it definitely sounds like, it sounds good like some Orson Welles shit. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. That's not my thing. Yeah. Like, I can believe in shit when it comes to like war shit. Like, like we did some fucked up shit so we can go fuck up another country. Those are the type of conspiracy theories I believe in. Like, yo, like not necessarily 9/11, but like, yo, that's kind of overblown. Like we can go steal goods.
It's a big ass rabbit hole. It's a big ass rabbit hole you can dive into, and you dive too far, you might even scare yourself. That's why I never.
Exactly. But on your end, though, why do you feel like that?
It's
though?
Just
because I mean,
stuff like, that I was taught and I've seen, like just doing research, like on YouTube, stuff I've Googled and stuff I've heard about when I was a kid, about like different stuff of what's to come, like when the end of time is there, on stuff that the leaders of the world are gonna start doing, or you're gonna start seeing signs of.
And we've really been seeing the signs for forever, though.
Again, that's what it is. Like, yeah, and I just feel like now it's just getting more severe than it was before.
Go ahead.
See the religious aspect, you already know how I get down on religion.
Sure.
So, like, I was just curious on, like, what, like, because I get the mark of the beast in that sense. And I kind of, you know, I get, like, the loose association with, like, either you do this or not.
Yeah.
But I don't really get it from seeing as being the marketer's beast, because it's not really the, no religious thing, but to me, like, I don't know, I never got the whole end of the world thing, because not like anything new going on. Like, there's been fags, there's been like murder, all types.
History repeats itself. That's one thing I've learned, is history repeats itself. So it's just,
it's not even, not, I'm not even necessarily, not just like the same, like, I don't know, I guess because I can't stand old people that are all like, oh my god, the world has come to me. Like, nah, fuck what I'm talking about. Like, world been fucked up, is gonna be fucked up when I leave, when my grandkids leave, when they grandkids leave. That just is what it is.
Yeah.
It's always gonna be a whole bunch of, if you believe in sin, and that shit's not going nowhere. Like, it didn't come out of thin air. It's not like, oh, we send it any more than our grandparents did, shit like that. So I've never rocked that whole idea of, like, oh, like, look at the world and gay people be on TV. It's a sign the world's coming into them. Like, what are you talking about? That's wild. Like,
gay people being on TV.
Like, really, this was it? Like, all the fucking other shit that's been going on for generations, like, now is the time? Like, I don't know.
Exactly. I think social media highlighted a lot of stuff that was already here, but people are just now being able to access it to know about it. So it's kind of scary to them because they've never seen it before. And the internet and social media brings things to your front door. Like, you know what I'm saying? It brings it right in your home, right?
I wouldn't even blame social media as much as the fucking news. Like,
I mean, but social media is the news.
Yeah.
I'd say that's for our generation, but for instance, like, my grandma, my mother are on social media, but they're afraid of everything because you got a 24-hour news cycle that is telling you about somebody that got shot in fucking California, like that fucking matters to you, or some kid that got kidnapped in Utah, and it's like, that shit creates a whole lot of fear. Like, because, like, stat-wise, like, there's way less crime, anything bad you can think of, there's a lot less of it going on now. But with the meat, like the news and shit, it just makes it sound more. Like, think about, like, we were talking about that last week. Like, anytime you watch the news, that's just depressing as fuck.
The news is just pumped to drive you crazy. But
I feel like you gotta stay tapped in. You gotta stay tapped in. Like, sometimes I just even
don't need to know.
Playing in the background because I don't want to watch it all day. But I feel like I also don't want to be, you know, misinformed. I don't want to hear from word of mouth because, you know, when motherfuckers start playing telephone, shit gets messed up all the time. So I would rather just get it from what I feel about.
And I definitely understand that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Cool. I'm just making sure. I was just.
And I understand what you said on that end, but on the flip, though, it's like we definitely all should be aware of what's going on with the coronavirus and shit like that. But we probably don't need to hear about it for 6 hours a day.
Every day, somebody, every second, somebody updating you in the chat. Oh, 50 people died just in this city. And yeah. Like, I don't need to know.
Like, we don't need
what we need.
Like it's dead ass a real time notice of, yo, 16 people have died in the last, 17. Like, goddamn, dog. Like, just tell me niggas still dying today and we can move on and talk about shit.
Yeah, talk about what they're doing for basketball, what they're talking about doing for basketball that might come back or might not come back type shit. Like, come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Sports is interactions with humans and seeing people gather. I just want the whole thing to go away sooner than later.
I miss bothering my nephews and my nieces. That's one thing I will say, and like being able to pull up on whoever, whenever.
I know. I'm like, I've said this multiple times, but my daughter does gymnastics and she does soccer, and I miss being a sports mom, you know? Going
and doing look at Lima. Look at Leams. Look at young Leams.
Yo, how is soccer? Yeah, how are the games? Are they entertaining?
They can be. Once the kids understand that they're actually being competitive, then it can be. You got the couple of criers, you know what I'm saying, who's only there because their parents are making them do something. So, you know, they're like,
yeah,
I just want juice. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about this ball.
But, is your daughter about what, four? So she about to start school and shit, right?
Hopefully, fucking COVID goes away, she'll start school this fall. But, you know, school's at a halt right now. So who even knows?
They about to get for a damn.
Yeah, we're about to be at school at the house and shit.
They're about to give her a Chromebook.
She's gonna log in and meet her teacher and shit. I hope it's not like that. Like, I hope it just goes away because I just feel like they're fucking up my daughter's preschool graduation and the way she starts kindergarten. And I don't like this shit. Okay.
My nephew was going to graduate this year. He was gonna go to prom and all that, but that's a dub, nigga. He about to graduate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up. That is fucked up. I think I would.
You said who done?
Well, one of my I said one of my nephews. He graduates this year.
Who? Jason? No,
not Jason. Daniel.
Okay, I'm about to say like, goddamn, we super old. I could have sworn that nigga was like in like first grade. Well, I guess he should be about to the next.
Jason's a freshman now. He'll be a sophomore by next year, God's grace. You know.
I'm sick for him because, listen, I'm mad about the preschool graduation, okay? If this was my motherfucking daughter's prom year, oh, no.
After you pay your senior dues and all that, like, damn.
I would be livid. That's so sick.
I mean,
I feel so sorry.
Looking back, y'all, I'm not really upset. If looking back, if I had missed prom, I don't think I would
have. Same, I wouldn't have batted an eye. I wouldn't have felt bad.
I don't know. I mean,
in the moment, but looking back, it wasn't. I guess if I would have had one of those like movie ones where it's like, yo, got some crazy ass and all that shit afterwards, yeah. But since that didn't happen, it was just kind of a long night.
I went to prom, but I went to Centennial. So literally, me and my best friend, our dates went to Northland. So they came to our prom and they were like literally falling asleep at the table. They were like, this prom is weak as fuck. But after prom, like when we met up at the hotel, like everybody got like a hotel room at the Hampton. And shit, it was lit. That was like,
after prom is always lit though. Was it not though? Even though prom was trash, Marte, were you with us after prom?
Yeah, I slept in the same room with Joe, bro.
We also like, on the floor like a chair, nigga, like because we got kicked out of the first hotel.
See?
I said, yeah.
But memories I would not take away. I would not take away.
It really wasn't lit though, because, like, at least for me, because I wasn't drinking at the time or smoking.
Right.
It was watching a bunch of niggas try to drink and smoke, and everybody failed at it.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Like, so it was just like, somebody, I can't remember who, but I just remember somebody dropped a shit ton of weed on the fucking floor. Shit. And this is like back when niggas could scrounge up like a dime a mid, and you know, $20 it is what it is. Like,
it was the world. Like, it was sick.
I was about to say, did somebody cry? Like,
well, a girl knocked it over, so niggas wasn't going to say too much. But
at least not out loud.
It was just funny though, like, but yeah, now that whole night, like, we got kicked out of one, then we end up sleeping in Super 8 by the fucking
house on 161.
Yeah,
not a Super 8. I mean, it's the Hampton, right? The Hampton Inn.
Where's it at?
Like, yeah. Homewood Suites.
The one that had the loft.
No, it's the Hampton. Yeah, that has the loft. It's the famous loft that everybody who live up north used to go to.
Yeah, we went to the one on the east side.
Nah, that's Homewood because we had our shit at Formula there. Unless they both got them.
Yeah, that's what I said. We had just a regular room because it was just me and my best friend. But at, like, the rest, all the little loft things were sold out. Like, it was our whole entire school. It was lit.
Did you get prom ass?
No, I was a virgin until I went to college. So
none of us scored. So yeah, terrible. Sound like a terrible.
Damn, what a ratio. We all didn't get buns. That's nuts. That's crazy.
I didn't want buns. I went to
drink. Stop trying to explain it. You didn't get any. You're not any better than
you
us.
You failed.
I couldn't
you failed us.
It up. I couldn't give it up. I didn't want
to. He's like, no, you can't have my goodies. But you did have my goodies.
For real. I'm like, I'm just here to make memories and have fun. I don't want penis. That's how you get pregnant.
Isn't that making a memory, though?
No, y'all don't understand how afraid of my mom I was. My thing was, I knew I was going, if I had sex, I was going to get pregnant like that one time, and I could not be pregnant at my mom's house.
So she scared you out of sex. Yes, that's crazy.
That is. I was like, I am not doing that. So I did not lose my virginity until I got to college. When I got to college, though, I was like, all right, who gonna get it? I can fuck now. I ain't going home.
So I'm gonna have this baby in this dormitory.
Oh, God. That was the whole train of thought. So I did not have sex until I left my house, like all my shit in the door.
I don't know. Maybe that's just different being a girl and a boy, because this pretty much encouraged me a boy. Like,
that's really sick.
Like,
I don't know. I don't have a son, so I can't even talk about
yet, boys. You know.
But I can tell you, my mom always told us, like, you know, I had to be independent and, you know, be able to do things for myself because I don't want men to take advantage of me. And then, you know, my mom's like, oh, but your brother, you know, he could fuck bitches and find a place to stay. He'll be all right. And it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. Literally night and day. That's really how it is, though, in some homes. Like, the boys can do whatever, but the girls can't.
Yeah. So it's just like, it translates into our adulthood, too. So we really took both advice. And that's...
Niggas were here today, lived on their own.
Exactly. It's kind of fucked up. We should change that narrative.
The narrative?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Each person should be equally held to a standard to get it on your fucking own, okay? Female or male, get it on your fucking own. Be stable. Don't let people use you. I'm not going to tell nobody to fuck for a place to stay because there's too much of that going on right now, okay?
So, hobosexual? What is it? Hobosexual?
Yeah. There's way too many hobosexuals in the world, okay?
I mean, you might as well, though. People fuck for way less. like, in theory, that sounds good, but people fucking for way less.
No. I mean, so, first off, if you have your own place, like, you know what I'm saying? If, say, each partner has their own place and they're stable within itself, fucking is really free. There's no transition to anything. It's an equal trade. You know what I'm saying? We both get something from it. But you can't
be a transaction.
Yeah. You can't be lacking in something. You can't be fucking for anything. If you're fucking for anything, you're losing. Okay?
Hey.
But that's what really happened, though. People fucking for
$40.
It sounds good what you're saying.
Four.
I mean,
$40. That's fucked up. Who started that? Who started that?
The internet and Cash App?
This $40 transaction, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. It's, I don't even
$40 box.
What, $40 for nothing? Nothing. Hell no.
I'm just saying though. You got bitches that fuck niggas that don't give two shits about them. You got niggas that fuck bitches they don't even like. Like, you might, if you gonna fuck for a hot home.
What you about to say? A hot plate? What about to say? A hot plate?
I mean, shit, a hot plate too, nigga. Like, shit. Before you was married, you wouldn't fuck for some wings? You wouldn't fuck for some dinner, my nigga?
Would you fuck for some wings? That's fucked up.
I mean, nah. I would definitely fuck for some wings. Like, I'm just gonna keep it out there.
Piping for a chicken Alfredo plate.
Like,
not chicken Alfredo. Word on the street is all the bitches cook chicken Alfredo. That's the go-to meal when you know you smash it. When you walk in and they got the live, love, laugh sign somewhere in the living room, you smell the cherry blossom.
Mm-hmm. Live, laugh, love is on the wall.
Yep. And then, you know, the chicken Alfredo on the stove. And I'm just so glad that I don't have none of that shit.
Because if I walk in and I see that, oh, yeah, I'm getting the draws. I'm not going to even question. I just know I need to be on my best behavior. Eat this gum after dinner.
That you say eat this gum after dinner. You go sit and get your chicken Alfredo plate.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Alfredo sauce at least homemade or the jar's yours?
I've had it both ways.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I would always assume it's jarred.
You could taste the difference.
Like,
you can taste the difference, but if a chick really...
I ain't saying it, though. But I don't know. I just don't imagine most folk be whipping up just
if
like
a chick mess with you. If the chick mess with you and she really like you, she gonna make it from scratch.
It's hella easy to make, so don't let nobody. If somebody do show you, don't act like they did something crazy because it's hella easy to make. Like they
don't let no hussy you care about chicken Alfredo jar you.
A lot of shit is easy to make. It's do niggas do it. Gravy is easy to make. Niggas don't always make their own gravy.
Crying. Gravy. Gravy would be your example.
I mean, that shit's simple as fuck. Like,
gravy,
I know it's simple.
Isn't easy to make. It's like a technique to that shit. It's like making a roux. I still haven't mastered making a roux yet. So, yeah, it's supposed to be extra easy, but some things that are super easy to make.
Well, if you come out of this coronavirus not knowing how to make a roux.
Niggas did hit you with the, if you don't come out of quarantine with a new skill set or blah, 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 you failed yourself. Like, my nigga, I can't just catch up on sleep and mental health.
What if I'm depressed in the house, bitch? Like, what the fuck you mean?
Why does it have to be a competition? Why does it be a competition on who's going to be doing the most? Like, no, nigga, like, I'm relaxing.
Exactly.
I'm playing a video game. I'm sleeping, nigga.
Do all the shit I won't be doing once this shit opens back up.
Exactly.
I hate the way that people, like, you know what I'm saying, make you feel like you have to reach a certain level. Everybody has to be a boss. Like, first off, if everyone's the boss, who's gonna fucking do the work?
We call that Roc Nation Brunch Twitter online now. All the people who wanna LLC Twitter, all of that. That's what that is right there. All the people who feel like it has to be a competition on who's doing the best or the most. Like, fam, a lot of y'all flexing, but y'all really ain't doing shit.
You're not doing
so
shit.
Like,
y'all not pulling no numbers in.
Okay? Yeah.
Y'all business is not growing in no capacity. You buying likes. Stop. Stop. Settle the fuck down.
And man said, okay. People who are excited about this $1,200 check scared me. Like, what?
You said people who are doing what?
A guy posted and said, people who get excited about this $1,200 check scare me. That's basically just trying to shit on niggas to get that's what? Too excited for free money. Yeah. I'm like, fam, how you shitting on niggas that's getting something for free? Why are you mad that we're getting something for free?
That
why can't we be excited?
You're going to get two. As long as
right. you probably got or you didn't get because you didn't pay child support, fam. Like, come on.
Like, I don't understand people who try to shit on other people. If this quarantine has taught me anything, it's that people, not to judge people, because I get paid for being in the house right now, right?
Same.
And because I don't even want to risk going outside, being around people. But, you know, I still go to, you know what I'm saying, McDonald's or, you know what I'm saying, all these other type of places, and they're braver than me. They get paid way less than I do to right. go outside and do shit that I refuse to do right now. You know what I'm saying? So if it taught me anything, was to be fucking humble, and they all need $15 an hour at least.
Be humble and be grateful. Be humble and be grateful. Maybe 13, 14, depending on your attitude. It's okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what? At first, I was completely against raising minimum wage. I was one of those people to be like, you know, just get a fucking better job. Da, 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 da. And now I'm just like, you know what? I'm an asshole. You deserve that shit because even...
Yeah, I didn't care. I didn't care on what they made as long as they got something honest to live off of.
See,
I was one of those.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, you know what? You need to just get a better job. No one's forcing you to work at fucking McDonald's. You barely want to put the fucking sauce in the bag. Why am I going to give you $15? You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what? That's not my business.
Nah. I'm going to keep it a buck, though. I definitely don't think teenagers should be able to have jobs, bro.
Because teenagers are stupid.
It has nothing to do with... Well, they are stupid, but my point is they just don't fucking do, the majority of them don't do their fucking job. I feel like anytime you go to fast food and it's mostly fucked up, it's because it's the fucking teenager shift. Like, dog, how do you mess up?
That is very true.
Simple shit? Like,
that is very true.
Like, bro, like anytime you roll in McDonald's, it's a bunch of lollygagging and shit. Why. It's teenagers. Because it's not that older niggas don't be fucking off, but they at least know how to multitask and work and fuck off. But it's not like, yo, let's have this whole conversation like we ain't supposed to be making fucking sandwiches. Like,
and then get like, the attitude when niggas come up and say, you are at work, you still have to do a job. You do realize that, right?
I'm like, bro, like, I can't stand that shit, bro. Every time I, especially this McDonald's over here, like, oh my God, like, bro, if you don't fucking work, bro.
Because the one on Olive Creek and Livingston, I will not stop at that bitch for nothing, okay? It's good as fucking there. I'm like, way too
good. I'm by the Lockbourne one, but nah, yeah, that the Alum Creek and Livingston one ain't no
like,
better
where
either.
The gas station mix is at? Oh, yeah. I'm,
yeah.
Near me too. Fuck no. Won't stop there either. Hell, this is
like, well, I don't have no choice because we in a fast food desert over in this bitch.
I used to live out there growing up. I used to think the north side was hella special because they had restaurants and shit every fucking where.
Like, shit that was open past a certain time, like street lights.
Yeah, I was like, damn, like, man, you get actual mom and pop shops and shit outside if you don't.
Yeah, for real though, because it's only the McDonald's and it's a Subway further up the street, and then you pretty much got to go to South High for anything else.
Exiting a whole nother city,
hell yeah, you going all the way out the way for fast food over that in that area. I honestly would not touch a Subway in that neighborhood. I swear to God, I don't even like Subway on a regular day. I'm not going over here eating motherfucking sandwiches. That's crazy.
I mean, they cough on your food everywhere, so you might as well accept that. So, say, like, once I worked at McDonald's, yo, I just realized, like, yo, you might as well just let that shit go.
When did you work there?
Your shit. That was like 2013. Yeah, I worked there for a little minute.
Up and get no free food. Dang.
Not just let that shit go.
It was went all the way in Groveport, but yeah, nah. I'll say not. It was the good Groveport one. It was the one like in
the one that you had to do the roundabout to get to.
But not, yeah. But now, yeah, that shit, like, and we wasn't even super nasty, but it was pretty nasty. Like, for real, dog. Like I'd wear the wrong gloves. Like, we wouldn't. Well, one thing that always surprised me, though, I actually got low-key chewed out for cooking the burgers too much because they would come off bloody, right? So they're supposed to come off bloody because you put them in the little heating drawer and it finished cooking in there. But you know how it is at fucking minimum wage jobs. Yeah. They don't really train you all the way. So I'm like, every time they come off, I put them down another couple of seconds, get them shits finished. You're like, yo, Marte, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, don't you see these bleed?
My man was making medium well burgers. Well done burgers.
But he's like, nah, don't do that. They're going to finish cooking in the thing. I'm like, okay.
So you're the boss, general manager. Nigga, all right.
Whatever, dog.
That is funny as fuck.
But that shit would always be fun. I was stealing nuggets and shit like that. I will give them niggas one fucking prop. The actual eggs, at least the round egg, is an actual real life chicken egg.
News alert. I'm sorry, you guys, to break this up, but I just seen like the World Star thing of NBA Youngboy's girlfriend faces life in prison for stabbing those
girls.
Life.
They gave her a life. It went from 99 to life.
I mean, shit. 99 is life.
I mean...
She's already on the earth.
Hey, that'd be crazy if she beat that shit. Years,
so
do they got the video of that shit? I ain't gonna lie, I kind of want to see video, that shit.
But she killed the baby. Like, apparently, that's what happened. That's why they charged her with murder.
The baby?
Yeah, the chick was pregnant.
That girl is dumb as fuck. Why is she so stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she so fucking stupid? I'm so stupid.
Your pops.
Well, that changes. Exactly. I don't want to see a baby get killed.
You have a fucking pregnant woman over NBA Youngboy's dusty ass?
Kentrell.
Hell no. Oh, why are they so fucking stupid? I'm over celebs. Is he technically a celebrity?
Well, you know why. He was fucking the shit out of her, clearly. That's the only reason she would have stabbed a bitch when she got money.
$1 million
like,
nigga, and you fighting over this little boy.
Doesn't he have herpes or some shit?
Her father can't fuck her. That's the thing. We know what the reason is.
Like, you're fighting over infected penis. He has herpes.
And then they got like 5 kids already.
And he's going to be outside fucking on a new bitch, and you're going to be doing life?
Hey, you got a shout out to that nigga, bro. He made a bitch stab somebody.
She never asked her bitch ass that nothing yet.
Wow.
But that shit was funny, bro. Like,
I was just as lost as her ass when he woke her up. I was just sitting there. What the fuck is going on right now? And why are they so fucking dusty? Her wig coming off. He looks dirty as fuck. He
walks around smoking a cigarette and a bubble jacket all day. Like, bro, you spend half the day yelling at the phone and not ashing that cigarette.
Oh, my goodness.
Cigarette butt be long as hell. Like, fam, what are you doing right now, my nigga?
They all look nasty. I don't like it.
Trifling.
When you rich, you ain't got to butt the cigarette. Yeah, all right,
nigga.
I don't think that's a thing.
It might be. Who knows? For him, it might.
I think that shit is quite disgusting.
We gotta reach that level of money, bro. Like, now we don't ask for it some more, bro.
We gonna wait till it fall off on its own.
Yeah. Wherever it falls, it falls,
is nigga. Wherever it falls, nigga.
But nah, yeah, that's fun. But you gotta feel bad for that nigga Floyd, though. This is like, yo. you work that fucking hard. And did her and mom? Oh, yeah, his uncle did just pass.
One of her, one of those moms.
Okay, I thought it was her mom, but maybe not. I have no idea.
That nigga and cursed. Like, maybe this is
awful 2020. Like, everybody like, else is too, bitch. Shit. Fuck.
The nigga couldn't pronounce pandemic.
Yo, that pandemic was whooping his ass. Did you see?
Yo, pandemic. Yo, that pandemic word gave that nigga a strong red hook to the chin. During this pandemic.
It was hurting him. I was like, it was hard to watch. I was like, fuck.
Say it, dummy.
So the whole fucking family's stupid. And we're going to move on now because that's the most stupid shit. Mm-hmm. So,
but how y'all think she going to get off, though? How much time do you think she going to get if she do this?
I give it like 2 years. If that's her first offense, she's going to have to pay some fee and do like community service.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't have to do 99 years. If it's anything under 10, I'll be happy for her.
Yeah,
I don't think she deserves that much, but she should do some time just for the fact that you killed the baby, and you need time to sit down and realize that you're a fucking adult. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just get away with shit for being Mayweather's daughter. You're a fucking adult.
Not Mayweather's daughter. I'm a young boy's girl. That's why. That's young boy activity. That's not Floyd. She wasn't reading.
But I am confused on why, like, if she, like, murdered a baby, she just walking around. I get burned and shit, but that seemed like one of those things. You're like, yeah, no.
But see how fast the trial came like, out or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
They're going to sentence her via Zoom? Hell if I know.
When's the trial going to be?
But what I did read somewhere.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, meant like they was going to court, soon. Like, shit. Like, they really want her ass, like,
that's crazy. I read somewhere that the girl kind of, like, walked into the knife or something like that, but...
What? Bye. Bye.
Yo.
Bye.
Are you her lawyer, Lena? Like, that's what you sound like. Yo, she was just holding the knife, talking, and she walked into it
and
like,
kept backing up. Huh?
Really, she ain't even stabbed her. She stabbed herself and she put it out.
That's a
like,
nigga. That's a.
That's why the fingerprints there.
She just walked into this shit for real.
I am no like, lawyer. Bro,
what? But... That's wild.
Clearly.
Clearly.
You know what I read on some dirty blog? That's it.
Keyword: no. Dirty blog.
Oh, that's some niggatry at work. Like, yeah. She walked in.
You got that
from
media?
Like,
you got that from media takeout? You got that from media takeout? You know, remember
they
media
got more respect than that.
Workers like, have the most egregious articles.
Yo, on the shittiest website ever.
That's terrible, and I think it's still up. Sadly, that's on somebody's charge card. That's just
they were it. They it were is. Baller Alert before Baller Alert. Mm-hmm. Shade room. They were the shade room.
Yep.
Shade room. That was back in the days when Twitter just started getting popping. When I'm someone you could sit and talk to celebs.
Bro, nobody. It's crazy. TMZ is so big. Exactly. Nobody's even fucking close.
TMZ
like,
been around for forever.
Like,
right.
As long as I've been alive, they've been fucking up people's lives from the jump. They started that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas are hilarious, bro. Like, it's just I just wish we could get like one like good background episode on how to
or ahead of the regular news. They be ahead of the regular news, like it's crazy.
Yeah,
they be ahead of news, cops, like family members. It's like, bro, how far does y'all's fucking network of information reach, bro? Like,
people on the street, I'm convinced they're like paying regular people like to just stand out at fucking locations and just stalk.
Oh, nah, the crooks and criminals call them like, yo, I'm about to do this real quick and be ready.
Shit's about to go viral. Like, that shit's crazy. So, speaking of things that's going viral, LeBron and him being sued for posting a picture of himself on Instagram. How y'all feel about that?
Oh, like I told you in the chat, that shit's wild as fuck. Like, I don't know. Like, I get that. I don't get it, but I do understand that, like, photographers have, like,
but it's a picture of me. Like, if it's a picture of me, like,
nigga, but, no.
Yeah, that's the part that kind of confused me. Because, like, yo, that's like,
They credit who the person who took the picture was. I think that's why celebrities walk around with their own photographers now.
Yeah.
Because, so they don't have to be liable for getting sued because they already have a photographer on payroll. So if they put the little camera in the colon and who actually took the picture, then they won't get sued. Now, I don't understand why photographers are so thirsty for this check. It was baffling me because it's just a picture of the person that you intentionally took the picture of.
Right.
Like, you went out and took the picture of them. They didn't actually get their picture taken, so maybe they should sue you for taking pictures without fucking that.
And it's not like you're selling the picture. You literally just reposted it like, okay, yeah. So...
Now what they said. Now what I read was that he makes money off of his Facebook. He might make money on ads and like clicks on his Facebook. But that's why they want a settlement or want some money off it. But it just really fucking confusing them because it's like, yo, it's him in the picture. Like they were saying that he did like kind of filter it and like crop it and stuff, so it's kind of different. But it's just fucking weird because then it's like, yo. I post a whole bunch of pictures. Just imagine some nigga hit me up like, yo, that's my picture, dog. I need some money.
Because it's really, this is not the first person that has happened to. It's actually been happening for like a year and a half, maybe. So it's something real new. But because I can't think of the first celebrity that brought it to my attention, but I know it was a female. I know it was a female, but I can't think of who it is right now.
Iggy Azalea.
Fuck no. I know she's waiting to get sued for something. No one gives a fuck about Iggy.
I'm sorry. No one gives a fuck. I came from
the heart. From a real place.
Is it Izzy or Iggy?
Iggy.
So you said you want rap beef with her. That's what I'm reading.
The girl who sounds like the little
brother
she might. Wild Thornberry, she gonna...
she gonna bar your ass up.
Oh no. She was a double X.
She was on freshman. Sway in the morning. You just wake up like, to Sway.
I don't know if I want that rap beef.
You might want to
for Izzy or Iggy, whoever she is. The Australian rapper. I'm good. She can have that. But yeah, I don't remember who it was, but I know this has been happening for a minute. And
I only remember with like tattoos and shit, because I know like the nigga that did Tyson's face tattoo was super upset with like Hangover 3, but it's like, yo. That's yeah, he was like super upset. And every couple of years they try to sue 2K because like, yo, you got tattoos on the players. Like,
that's like,
his fucking body.
Not about what to license mean? His like, freaking leg, nigga, like, or the emojis on his arm, like that one dude.
Yeah, people are weird. People need to just, everything is all about money nowadays. Everybody's like super money hungry. Everything is a reason to cry about something. Oh, this person didn't at me and this, you know, this person doesn't cry
or try to get over on somebody.
Yeah, it's like chill the fuck out.
Yeah, man, it's really, it's sad. It's sad and pathetic, G.
It is. I want people I don't know, not go back to like being normal, whatever that is, but just
more compassion, more understanding, more empathetic.
Yeah, like we were just talking about how we lacked empathy.
And look at us now.
Talking about how, you know what I'm saying, people need to be more empathetic, but for real, no, seriously, people need to chill the fuck out. Just relax.
Yeah. That one, just don't be scummy. Like,
it should be a code of ethics. That
for life,
that's just unwritten. We all just know it, and just follow the fucking code. Follow the code. That's it. I don't know what to tell people, but I'm on the Tory Lanez. What is it? Promo team, but his album, new Toronto 3, dropped yesterday.
Yeah, I heard it. I don't know. I think I like singing Tory better than I do like auto tune rapping Tory because he sounds the same. Like he's yelling and out of breath.
Oh, singing tour, like the Chicks Tape.
Yeah, Chicks Tape tour is my favorite tour.
Yo, I just got hip to Tory Lanez that project, last project.
Really?
I mean, I never listened to none of his projects through. Like, you know what I'm saying? I heard the singles and I fucked with him that way, but you know, him and Drake was beefing, and I love Drake, so.
I was about to say, you chose sides with Drake. That's why.
You chose
the side. Even when people with Meek Mill, people won't give Meek Mill a chance. Like, oh, I don't really mess with Meek, nigga. You say that because him and Drake had beef. Yeah. Drake is not your family, so stop it.
I still fuck with Meek.
I mean, we all did it to Ja, so I guess it makes sense.
Oh yeah, we did.
Like, Ja Rule.
Oh, Mr. Like, Rule York, man, fuck out of here. That nigga still got me blocked.
That...
Over that Fry Fest shit.
Mm-hmm. No, he had me blocked before Fry Fest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had me blocked from when I first got on Twitter. I forgot what I said to him.
He definitely said some fucked up shit.
Like, I believe he sees everything everywhere.
Oh, not for sure. He's one tweet away from like a text conversation, a FaceTime argument.
Oh God.
He's too tangible for my liking, so that's probably why I'm blocked off his socials. Yeah. I understand.
He's actually hurt by what you said. You know, so mm-hmm. he saw that shit and it touched himself. So
yeah.
I don't block people.
So y'all don't block people?
I don't.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah. That's why I was never the type of person to be like, "Oh damn, why they block me?" I always joked about it. But you have people who say dickhead stuff to celebrities and be surprised they got blocked. I'm like, fam, am I missing something? Like, did you not just insult this man and his family?
Yeah.
Why are you surprised? Did you not just insult this woman on how she looked? Why are you surprised that this is reaction? Only too sensitive. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm well aware I was being a jerk, so I don't even question why. I was questioning, "Oh damn, he really saw me."
My favorite thing is Facebook now. Anytime I see somebody, especially if I don't really interact with you,
yep.
it takes block, one dumb unfollow, status unfriend, like, remove. Like,
yep.
But and they don't even be really egregious. Be like, yo,
yeah, you an idiot.
Definitely never going to talk to somebody like this.
Bonehead.
Like,
yeah, I can't fuck with it. Well, I don't know. I deleted Facebook, so I'm on a Facebook break for a little bit.
How many days is how many hours has it been? 10 hours?
I don't know. I that's right. Well, I was thinking I was about to download it again. I'm like, it's been long enough. I'm like, nah, my motherfucking post is still circulating on there. I post a lot.
You still get email notifications?
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait until that shit dies all the way down and then I'm going to come back.
That's funny, yo.
Hopefully the coronavirus is over by then. So,
check the temperature. Check the temperature and get back in the game.
You feel me? But
man.
That's been another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast, everybody. Any final words? Any words of inspiration to get people out?
Stay your ass in the house if you ain't essential. sexual. Yeah, spend your stimulus. Cash App, dollar sign, REEM, just because. It could be a dollar, you know what I'm saying? If we made you laugh, send us a dollar. Uh-huh.
Hold on, you got crazy, regular right? Ream on Cash App?
Cash App, wasn't you?
Oh, yeah. Nigga, I am Cash App. Nigga, what you mean?
I'm about to say, how you snag that one? That's crazy.
Yeah, the first. And I think that's why I be getting like random money sent to me sometimes, and I kind of hold it until they ask for it back.
That's so
if
they don't ask,
yeah, but if they don't ask for it back.
Right? Mm-hmm.
You're a kind-hearted nigga, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, nah, bro.
I leave it there for about 2 weeks.
I am right.
And I'm like, all right, cool, thank you.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I've had some ask for it back, but most cases I've waited some time. Like, all right, that's been there for a little second. I think I'm going to go ahead and get the sandwich. Go ahead and pay that bill. Go ahead and pay that bill real quick. Thank you for that.
That's wow. People should mm-hmm. definitely check on your people named Kareem or Reem.
Or Reem.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a cartoon picture of me. I don't think I look like many people, but if you're just being so kind, continue. Dollar sign Reem.
All right. Well, you know, I feel extra generous. Mine's is all ghetto and shit. Mine's is dollar sign LA, you know, ELLEAYY.
Ooh, what a nigger.
So I podcast that for a minute, and this is what I used to go by. But yes, you know, it's your girl Lima.
Hey. Go ahead, Morton, my bad.
Well, I'm Marte.
Yeah, hey, yo, follow the handle, comment, hashtag, post, social distance, love your people, dab your people, fight your people, you know.
Yeah, just text, fight your people. But yeah, social distance, stay safe, everyone. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at...
Off in the face of a We're baby not. When you can.
Make sure you follow the podcast at the OOP crew. And that's one for Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Make sure you follow us, stay connected. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Y'all be blessed.